As the youngest country on Earth, New Zealand has a rich and fascinating history that reflects her Maori and European heritage. Her cities are very culturally diverse, with amazing Maori historic sites and taonga, or treasures, right alongside many beautiful colonial buildings. New Zealand possesses extraordinary flora and fauna due to its relative isolation from the rest of the world and its island setting. This separation from the rest of the world about 100 million years ago enabled many ancient plants and animals to evolve and thrive. New Zealand is also home to unique birds such as the flightless nocturnal kiwi, New Zealand's unofficial national bird, the weka, and the kakapo, the world's largest parrot. One particular unique bird capable of flight is the inquisitive kia, which is well known for its fearlessness of humans. It is from New Zealand that the kiwi fruit became known all over the world. The kiwi fruit was originally from China and was known as Chinese gooseberries in New Zealand. Its later export as a kiwi fruit has given the fruit its international fame. New Zealand has also delivered to the world many famous people, such as Sir Edmund Hillary, the mountaineer who reached the summit of Mount Everest, Peter Snell, athlete, Te Kanawa, opera singer, and Bruce McLaren, race car driver. During her Ocean of Love lecture tour in 2000, Supreme Master Ching Hai accepted the invitation of sincere truth aspirants to visit this beautiful country and share her wisdom and knowledge of the universe. Please enjoy the following lecture entitled The Reunion of Souls, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai in Auckland, New Zealand on April 27, 2000.
Thank you so much. God bless you. I'm very, very touched and honored. Thank God for giving me this chance to visit a beautiful land and getting to know your beautiful race of people. And thank you for coming. I guess everybody is very touched, so I also thank the New Zealand brothers and sisters who have been working very hard to make this beautiful evening a special memory. Thank you, and God bless your land, your people, and bless all the wishes that you have in your dream. I think you know why you are here. Everyone wants to know what God is. And everyone wants to know where we come from, where we come from. And that's the reason why we came here, actually. That's the reason why we came to this planet, the so-called planet, physical planet. Even though at the same time we are connected with heaven and spiritual planets, if we call that. But because we have forgotten the connection, so many of us, or most of us, have just recognized this physical presence and this physical life we call human life. In fact, we are not just human. We are also spiritual beings. We are highly developed beings. At the same time we are living here, we are also living in different level of consciousness. We are also doing so many great things. But it is difficult for most of us to realize that. Our ancestors, for example, the ancestor of the Maori people that you have just seen, that they have sung so beautiful songs, so spiritually developed, so highly elevated, so soul-y songs, because our ancestors has known a different level of spiritual than some of us do today. But we still can develop this quality again. Not really develop, we can still remember it again. Because what we once had, we will not lose it. It just sometimes we forget. So in order for us to remember, we should I will give you some practical experience after I explain a little, if you would like to. Because if we experience it ourselves, it's better than thousands of theoretical words. But I feel I should introduce a little bit, even though God is not to be explained in language. But just like the Maori ancestors, they have known God. They have known spiritual level that exceed our language, that goes beyond our ordinary understanding. Therefore, they could express themselves in poetry, in music, in songs, which so beautiful, so out of ordinary, and so touching to the soul when you hear it. It is because they express their own inner level of enlightenment. For lack of this inner enlightenment, because of forgetting this inner enlightenment and our true selves, we often cannot express ourselves in beautiful ways, in the way that we would like ourselves to express. And we sometimes could not behave or react in such a way that we would like ourselves to do. It is because we have forgotten the inner connection. We have forgotten that our life, our so-called beings, is greater, longer, and higher, and more multiple faces, multiple qualities, multiple as expression than just this physical being that we know ourselves to be. We have forgot that. For example, the whole being here is me, like from head to toe. Yes, the whole being. I'm not just a toe, I'm not just a finger, I'm not just a forehead. The whole being is me. But if I just remember my toes or my fingers, then I am not complete. Then it's not me. It's not complete. Similarly, if we just remember that we are a physical human being, then we are not complete. I am here today with the honor of God's permission and endowment to remind us, our fathers and mothers, brothers and sisters, and little brother, little sisters, that we should remember our whole being, and I show you how. It is very simple to remember. More simple than breathing, more simple than eating. Breathing, sometimes we have difficulty. If we have a blocked nose, we can't breathe. Eating, if we have indigestion, we can't eat. Or if we don't have enough money to buy food, we are also in trouble. But spiritual wealth is always there. We always have it. It's just we too busy looking at outside, remembering our physical body, taking care too much of mundane duties. The world makes us very, very concentrate in the physical and material aspect, that we have hardly time to remember our 99% of our being. Yeah, which is higher, greater, more powerful, more miraculous, more wondrous, more everything, more holy, more divine, more beautiful, more happy, more blessed, more blissful. Everything that is godly, that is us. All the teachers have come here, they told us like that, that we are the temple of God, and God lives here. God lives there. So all we see here are God, or at least God manifestation individually, differently. But we have forgotten that God quality, that God nature of ourselves, and we just remember this small part of our being, which is the human side of ourselves. Just like I like this ring so much, I keep looking at the ring and I just remember this finger all the time, and you know, I forgot everything else about myself. And this is not how we should do it. So that is why we don't know God, because we have forgotten to look where we should look. That is all. That is why we often tell people enlightenment is immediate, because you're already there. Suppose that I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the finger now. How long does it take me to remember to know myself if I don't look here? How long does it take me? 1 second, right? Not even. Okay, as long as I don't look here, I remember again, here I am. Oh, all of this is me. Yes. It's very simple. Therefore, no one is your teacher. I'm not coming here to be your teacher. Because you are already divine. I have also forgotten. At the age of 3 or 4, we begin to forget. If we do not try to remember the great being that we truly are, then we will forget. And that's why it is very easy to forget, and also it is easy to remember. I'm coming here to remind you of the good news that I have remembered, that I have remembered myself. And then so we can all remember anytime we want. And should we choose to stay in forgetfulness, this also is also fine. It's also fine. Because you are divine. You are God. I'm sorry if I might shock you in any way, but that's what you are. If you don't believe me, look back in the Bible and the Buddhist scriptures say you are the Buddha. Buddha nature is inside you. The Bible says God lives within this temple. So who is in there? Who else except God? If we are only the temple and God is the only one who lives in there, who are we then? Except we are God. Okay, we don't remember, fine, but we still are God. So whatever we choose to do, the God of all gods that we are, respect that. the father of all of these beings, which we are, respect our wish and our choice to live, to express our divine selves in whichever way we want. That is why Jesus told us we do not judge people, because we do not know what is the path that that being has chosen to walk. He does his things so that he might come to know God in a different way. He might be chosen, he might choose to be a seemingly bad person. He might choose to be a seemingly very lowly person. He might choose to be seemingly a very so-called immoral person. But that is his way of knowing the divine. By choosing to be ungodly, he will one day know that this is not him. He has to go back, and learn that the whole being again. Because if we always stay in heaven and we are God all the time, we will not recognize ourselves as God. So we need to lower ourselves, for example, come down to this physical level, so that we can once again recognize the greatness of ourselves. And that is our choice. And that's why we came here. So the answer to our questions, why are we here, is because we want to know God. So when we feel that the time is up, it's the time that we chose to remember ourselves again, that is the time when we come to seek out spiritual friends, spiritual group, or maybe spiritual teacher, we call them, so that we can remember quickly, because we have forgotten how to remember and where to look for. So some friends who has already remembered himself or herself may be able to help us. And then we recognize that we are nothing else but the Supreme Being, but God. We recognize the Supreme Being that lives, that housed within this body. But actually he is not housed within the body. He housed our body. But then again, because spiritual terminology is never a very exact science, so no matter how much a teacher tells us about God, how eloquent a spiritual friend might express about the divine being within ourselves, we cannot just understand by listening. So the spiritual friend or a teacher or the guide or a friend have to show us practically, not just theoretically. For example, when Jesus came to our planet, he has taught his disciples both way, theoretical way and practical way. And that's why later his immediate disciples can also do wonders, can also see heaven, can also hear the voice of God, the word of the Creator, can also see the light of heaven, can ascend to heaven and even see the angels or see the Father. The Father spoke to them, like Father spoke to Moses, and the angel also spoke to them. Likewise, we could do that, because as great as Jesus' disciples, we are also great. We and Jesus' disciples, same, equally. Because Jesus said to us that we are all children of God. But because we have forgotten, So sometimes one friend, two friends have to come to remind us, but only when we are ready. Because if we are not ready, no one can do much to us.
In the last days, many false Christs will appear.
Again?
Showing great signs and wonders so as to lead, if possible, even the elect astray. How, without being initiated, can one tell whether you are true or false?
You can't. You can't tell whether I'm true or false, so it's up to you. You're welcome.
Should our children be...
Okay, just one moment. Of course, but there are some little thing that you can tell. For example, not because of me, if you meet a master, you immediately feel something, all right, or you don't. Either you feel something good about that person or you don't. We do have this intuition. Even sometimes we see a stranger in the street, we feel like, oh, yeah, she gives me good vibe. She's lovely. She must be a good person. And some person we just saw the first time, we feel kind of, we don't want to talk to that person. We are a little scared. Yes, we have this intuition. Or else we come home and pray to God, please God, let me know who's a good one. Yeah? And then you follow your heart. No one else can tell you. Yeah? You can only tell me from the inside, from outside, but inside you cannot. Unless you go into a higher spiritual level, then you can see me like a mirror. But from human to human standard, you cannot see anything. I'm not here to prove to you that I am good or bad. I'm here to tell you that you are great, you are good. And if you follow my instruction, you will feel, you will see, you will know that you are great, you are good. You feel that you're great, that you know God. And suppose you don't feel like that, you can always leave. I don't charge any money, I don't follow you to your house, I don't call you at all. I'd be gone tomorrow. And you'll be lucky to ever catch me again. So don't worry if I'm bad or good. Follow your instinct. Learn to know, to remember your greatness. That's what I'm here for. Not here so that you think I'm great. Okay? That's a different question. I'm here to show you you are great. Yeah? And if you want to know your greatness, then just follow my instruction. Not follow me. Follow my instruction. Yeah? Okay? Next one, please.
Should our children be vegetarians too, Master?
If they wish to be, yes. Because children also have souls and they're also God. So if they wish to be, that means they're okay. If they don't wish, we cannot force children or adults or anyone. We can only talk logically and reasonably. And if they want to, they can be, they should be. Because children who are vegetarians are very healthy. Look at her, she's so beautiful. She looks like a movie star and she's vegetarian, no? Is she not beautiful? Yeah. Our fellow initiates, when they are pregnant, the babies are vegetarian from the mother's womb already. And when they were born, they are the most beautiful babies if you compare to other babies nearby. They're born pinky, healthy. And other children, sometimes they're born blue and, you know, purple. Yeah, really, really. No, you go and take a look at newborn babies. Sometimes they're so blue, so dark, but our children always born pinky, healthy, and cry the loudest. Yeah.
What can I do to keep up meditation daily when there is not enough waking hours in the day?
Can I wake up?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Nobody likes to wake up when we're stuck in bed, but we have to try. Yeah? Suppose you have to get up to work, then you must. You must. for like $2,000 per month, you wake up every morning, 5 o'clock. Yeah? For God, you don't wake up. So what am I to do? So make your own priority choice. We can wake up a little earlier than usual and then get used to it. For example, okay, too early to get up, 3 o'clock. Don't wake up at 3 o'clock. Wake up like, normally you wake up to work at 5 o'clock. Okay, then wake up like 20 to 5 the first day, or 10 to 5 even, or even 5 to 5. And the next day or next week, 10 to 5. Yeah? Get yourself used to with the idea and reward yourself abundantly. Tell yourself, okay, if you wake up early today, I'm going to give you a double bagel, for example. Yeah. Or one more cup of cafe latte. Yeah. Whatever your mind loves to have, reward him. Reward yourself. You must love yourself also. Because let's face it, we have only one, this physical body, and we are so tired sometimes. We work so hard, 8 hours, 10 hours a day, just to keep this machine running. And then we have to attend to, you know, sometimes other work, like family, wife, children and parents, friends, neighbors, relatives, etc. We really are very hard demanded on this physical body. So of course, if you cannot wake up in the morning for meditation, forgive yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself, but train yourself slowly. Watch TV less, you know, sleep a little early so you can get up better. Or whatever the activities you used to do too much before in order to pass time when you are bored, use that time for knowing God. It is a matter of organization. I'm also pretty busy. You don't believe it. And it's hard for me also to get up early sometimes. But you have to put alarm clock, yeah? Yeah. Sometimes like that. In the old Indian tradition, there was one saint. He wake up all right, but he sleeps sitting instead of laying, so it's just the same. Yeah. So never mind, you try your best. Yeah, that's what counts. So that person, the saint in India, what he does, he has a long hair like me, and he tie his hair onto the ceiling or something. Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I'm not kidding. And then he became a master. Yeah, because he tried so hard. He tie his hair on the ceiling, so whenever he not, oh, okay. Yeah. Yes. I'm not saying that you should grow your hair long or do that. But you find your way, yeah? Like we wake up early and, or we put, in the beginning, you know, I had to put like ice water next to me. You know, a flask of ice. And then when the alarm ring, I reach for the ice and throw it on my face. And oh, blah! The ice come through your clothes and everything and you just had to jump out of bed. But don't do it. Just don't do it. I mean, you have your own ways. But when you want to do something, you can. Believe me, you can. Because you are God. There's nothing impossible with God. Just remember that you have God inside you and now no one else is there. Don't listen to the mind and the brain. It's just a computer. Yeah. The mind tells us, oh, sleep. Sleep. Sleep is good for you. But that's not God's voice. God is behind that. Yeah.
Do you ever meet with Kuan Yin?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Why not? You can see all the saints in the past if you want to. But you have to work hard. Tie your hair to the ceiling. Now you know why many yogis in India, they have long hair, huh?
As we are spiritual beings having a human experience, we are a perfect innate expression of life. We are already divine. If God is everything without duality, then everything we are, everything we do, is an expression of God. So do we need then to do nothing, just to be without reward?
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine too. As I said earlier, you chose to be what you want to be. But there are many aspects of God, you see. God is a total sum of our being. Yes? So if we want to say that we are God, of course we are already God. That is for sure. But then go back to the finger. See? Suppose we say, okay, I'm God now. I don't need to do anything. It's fine. But then we go out and steal, or we do things that's not proper, or we harm other beings, because we say every expression is God anyway. So we don't try to be better. We don't try to represent ourselves in other aspects of divine quality and just concentrate on one point and do the physical things. And in that case, even though we are God, we have not the whole complete quality. We have not expressed ourselves in the whole complete way. So that is the only difference. Once we know the whole thing, the total sum of God, we act differently. We don't just look at the finger. We know the whole being, and that is different. If I just sit here and look at the finger, I look different, you know? Why, my God, nice finger. Yeah. Yeah. But when I know my whole being, then I stand up, I walk, see? I sing, I embrace people, I greet people with love, I write poetry. I play music, yeah? I go swimming. I do all kind of things which is the whole being would do, you see? But if I keep look at one finger only, I still have the whole being here, but it's useless. See what I mean? That's the difference. That's the difference between knowing the whole being of God and just say, okay, whatever I do is God anyway. Yeah. But of course, you are divine already, so you choose what you are doing. I'm just answering your question.